Disc 3.
FBI probes slaying of robbers by LAPD. Police. Existence of inquiry came to light in suit over SIS units' killings of three men who had robbed a Valley restaurant. January 16, 1992. The FBI is investigating the killing of three robbers in Sunland by a controversial Los Angeles police squad, and the Justice Department apparently has taken the case before a federal grand jury, court documents showed Wednesday. The investigation surfaced when the U.S. Attorney's Office mentioned it in asking a U.S. District Judge to throw out a subpoena for an FBI agent called to testify in the trial of a lawsuit filed over the shooting. The request indicated that the shooting by the Special Investigations Section had been under investigation for nearly a year. The FBI agent, Richard Bowe, was subpoenaed to testify in the civil rights suit filed after the February 12, 1990 incident, when nine SIS officers fired at a getaway car used by four robbers who'd just held up a McDonald's restaurant in Sunland. They killed three and wounded the fourth. The survivor and relatives of the slain men are suing the city and the police department, alleging that the SIS squad violated the robbers' civil rights by executing them without cause. Police have contended, in testimony in the week-old trial of the lawsuit, that the robbers were shot because they pointed pistols at the officers. Weapons found at the scene were discovered to be pellet pistols, similar in appearance to firearms. Stephen Yagman, the attorney representing the plaintiffs, summoned Bowe as a witness, saying the federal agent has information that could be vital to proving the suit's key contention, that the robbers had placed their pellet guns in the trunk of the getaway car before getting into it, and therefore were unarmed when the SIS officers surprised them and opened fire. Yagman said the FBI investigation dates from early last year, when Bowe interviewed the sole surviving robber, Alfredo Olivas, now 21, and serving a 17-year prison term for robbery. It would be a perversion of justice for the jury to deliberate this case without hearing what the FBI has found, Yagman said outside of court. But the U.S. Attorney's Office filed a motion to quash the subpoena for Bowe. In a declaration contained in the motion, Bowe said he's been investigating the police shooting since April 1991 and indicated that he's provided testimony to a grand jury investigating the incident. If called to testify, my testimony would violate the rule of secrecy relating to proceedings before the grand jury, Bowe said. Bowe said that if he testified, he would also have to reveal the identity of informants and other details of the federal investigation. To my knowledge, the information from the informants and the identity of the informants is known only to the government, Bowe said. My testimony would reveal facts relating to the strategy of the government in the investigation. Assistant U.S. Attorney Sean Berry, who's seeking to block Bowe's testimony, did not return a phone call seeking comment. The U.S. Attorney's Office routinely withholds comment on grand jury proceedings, which are secret.